The console columns are configurable with a simple right-click on the column header. One of the neat new features is a time to expiration column that will count down the time remaining for the product associated with a hazard after it's issued. Note that this is the time left until the product ends and not the time left until expiration, which can be much different for long fused products. You can also sort the column with a simple left click on the column header, and you can drag and drop columns in any order you choose. The console settings configuration also has a capability to color code some of the contents in the column by value. There are a lot of console actions to practice when you get to the job sheets.